Hello, and thank you for joining us. Today it's my pleasure to be joined by Adrian Burton, the director of SE Workwear, based here in the UK. As our industry becomes ever more digital, we're going to discuss design software and how Adrian and his team are successfully utilising CorelDRAW to streamline and digitise their workflow. Adrian, thank you for joining us today.
Hi Deborah, how are you doing? Thanks very much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Yeah, we're all good here. Adrian, can we start by you giving us an introduction to SE Workwear, please?
Sure, yeah. So Southeast Workwear was is a third generation family run business. It's based in Oxfordshire in Abingdon. It was started by my father. Well, depending on when you speak to him and what day it is, it gets longer and longer away every time. But it was around 1994 he opened the first shop. And he was basically a sales operation, selling workwear. And he saw a need for embroidery and printing. And so he attached that to his business. So for around 30 years now, 25 to 30 years, we've been actually producing uniforms for most of the companies around Oxford. And it's sort of spread out now nationally as well.
That's great. When did you first start working with CorelDRAW graphics suite?
So that was probably back around early 2000s. I can't remember the exact date, but I was working for a company as an electrical engineer. And I sort of always had this want to go and work for myself, basically. And I was quite arty. And it was around the time that the computers really just started to come into their own. And we were sort of playing around with PaintShop Pro and things like that at work. We had some nice computers there. And I noticed that my father, Keith, he was sending out lots of work to be embroidered and printed. And I was off work for a little bit of time and I just thought, actually, you know, I could probably do, you know, have a go at doing that myself. So it was around that sort of time that I brought some equipment and set up in my garage. And I brought the equipment from a company called Express, which had been going a long time. Mm-hmm. One of the main companies in the UK that sort of sell materials and stuff. You probably know them, and machinery for doing t-shirt printing. And I brought myself a little starter pack. I had a cutter. I had a heat press. I had a laser printer. That was about it. And also I needed to buy a piece of software, which at the time was horrendously expensive, which was about £300, which is, you know, going back a long time ago. And I got a little bit of training from one of the guys there, the sales guys. He gave me a little overview of how it worked. And that's when I first started using CorelDRAW. I think it was about version 4, I reckon, that I was probably started on.
That's amazing, isn't it? And how whilst you've been using CorelDRAW then, how has the workflow changed over the years within your business?
So it's changed considerably. I think really it's down to the scale, I think, is the main where you need to change. I mean, originally we would be doing some artwork, we'd be doing a few proofs, we would be printing out documents with some layouts of then I was doing vehicle graphics as well, so I was doing t-shirt printing and sign writing, and so you would draw your designs up on some templates, you would print them out, you'd go out and see the customer and show them what you've done. Now it's so much more digital, so all the proofs are generated online. We create quite comprehensive folders full of information, which would, you know, might be people were a lot more specific about positioning of logos, and they don't just want to print on the left-hand breast. It's got to be on the shoulder or the yoke or the nape or the sleeve, like a watch face. And so you have to collate a lot more information and be a lot more precise now. And making sure that you've got a good sort of system in place, a good workflow from setting up the original artwork to recording all the information with photographs as well. And then, you know, the different fabrics and stuff that you might need to print on. And obviously that carries with it printing on different substrates to make sure you get the same sort of results across a broad spectrum of clothing, from polyester garments to cotton, you know. So it's, there's a whole, you know, the whole workflow has completely changed now. And it's making sure you've got that procedure in place really to follow.
And I guess you're seeing big difference in the number of orders too.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously with online now, it's become a lot more. People want to buy off a website, but that's changed the whole way that we do business as well. Because historically, we've always been a retail based shop. So we've got clothing there. We've got sales guys who would come in. People would maybe come in with a business card where they'd gone onto a website and they've created a little logo themselves, but it's not in the correct format. And so they would have to come in and we'd have to redraw that for them. Now, you know, you've got so many more plugins and features for websites where you can upload a logo or you can create a logo that comes out the back of the software in an EPS format, you know, ready to, you know, mm-hmm. go straight into a printer, or even, you know, some of the software now is incredible that it sort of hooks up with Wilcom and it will generate your embroidery files, your DST files straight out the back, which, you know, so it's one, it's reducing the touch that you have on the actual whole process. You know, you're almost putting it back in the hands of the customer. If you're, you know, if you have a customer that comes to you and wants various names to go on different tops, you're almost getting them to go back on your website. You know, they do all of the work, and that eliminates again another potential issue. You know, so the whole is changed so much really from when we first had just a little shop to now we've got a shop and a website that sort of helps really reduce those errors and also gives the customer a better experience, I think, really.
Yeah, it's very much about that, isn't it, really? Talking about customer experience then, if we go back to the beginning, how are you actually utilising CorelDRAW in design origination? Because I guess, you know, your clients will be great, really well-skilled and can send you a great file, or you might have absolutely nothing to start with. How do you use Corel there?
Yeah, so Corel, what that basically is the backbone for our business. So from generating artwork to generating proofs, we use it to design clothing as well, actually. So that piece of software really is fundamental to even the sales team. So we utilize the software to, one, recreate the origination files for printing. So if a customer came in, like I said before, with a business card, he may well have designed that mm-hmm. on just a website where you had you could design headed paper or business cards and stuff, but that's not going to give you the correct format to be used for printing or embroidery. So we have a team of people there, and they will recreate the artwork for you, and then they will put that onto sort of t-shirts. So it could be mock-up, like a mock-up of you know, jackets or high-vis and that sort of thing. And then we can also give them back the files as well. So with Corel, the new version at the moment, 2021, it's got a multi-export feature, which is good for us. So if we were printing to direct to garments and we needed transparency files and JPEGs exporting in one go, you can basically recreate the artwork and you can multi-export them all into one folder, and then send them straight back to the customer for approval. But we get people come in with, they might have concept ideas. They may grab some images off the internet. They might not have a logo mm-hmm. at all. It might be a one-man band or a guy that's got five or six people working for him. It might be a plumber or an electrician, and he'll come in and say, I've got a couple of ideas, and you might show you something on Google, and we can give that to one of the design team, and they'll come up with a few different ideas for them quite quickly with CorelDRAW. It's, you can piece something together very fast, you can manipulate it, and you can send it back as well to the customer, and they can even interact and make comments with the new versions now as well. So you can send them to an app, which is absolutely brilliant from our point of view.
It's great, isn't it, that you have that transparency, that you can literally just flip files backwards and forwards and get them approved.
It's just change. It absolutely changes everything. You know, when I think back to when I first started, you know, and I'd be out on the road speaking to customers, you know, you'd have to go backwards and forwards, especially if you've got a particularly awkward customer that, what we try not to do is we try not to be a design company. So
okay.
Although we don't mind helping people with some basic ideas for if they want to change something with their logo, maybe, you know, if it's a building company, want to put a little roof and some text, and that's fine. But I think you have to sort of draw a line to what you actually do in a business. And I think there's people that are very good at being designers, and I train my guys to really reproduce people's logos to put them onto, you know, clothing. That's really what we do. And we need to really represent their business in the best way. So we try and pick the best products, the best garments, and then, you know, make sure that the embroidery is fantastic or the print looks really, really good to best represent their company, really. And I think that if you've got people out there that actually are designers, it's to maybe think about the people like us that actually have to reproduce the logos. Because what we do see is we see a lot of people that are obviously quite considerate for how a logo might need to be put onto a garment. But we do see a lot of logos come through that are absolutely beautiful, a bit like your lovely design behind you there. But, you know, to try and put that actually into a logo on the left-hand breast of somebody's jacket, you know, embroidered or printed, could be quite difficult because, you know, you've got huge blends of colours and lots of very fine detail. So it's, that can be quite tricky, really, to reproduce.
Okay. Adrian, what would you say was the most important factor for an efficient pre-press design workflow?
I think it's communication is probably one of the most important things with the customer. So right from the outset, I think it's important that we have like a design sheet. So when the customer comes in and talks to us, or one of the sales guys will go out on the road, they'll look at all of the requirements. And in there, it could be just basic, like, you know, you need different fonts, different colors. There might be Pantone colors in there that they want to use. Normally, I think with a more of a corporate company, you'll normally get a design, a brand sort of a design a brochure or document, which would in there will have, you know, it has to be these fonts, it has to be these Pantone colors. So I think listening to the initial requirements for the customer and then making sure you follow that all the way through. So making sure that you retain their colors that they're looking for, making sure you don't pick a font that's very similar. You know, you obviously it has to be exactly what they ask for. Producing a good representation, a mock-up. So using, you know, if it's a black t-shirt, they're looking for making sure you've got the black t-shirt with the logo in the right position to the right scale. Quite often in there, we'll also have the logo to one side and put the measurements on there as well. With embroidery and printing, a lot of it is done by eye. So there does have to be, I know some people would be very, very picky about making sure that the logo isn't exactly the same place every time, but, you know, with when you're running a huge batch of tops, then there can be some sort of, you know, slight variation in the logo position, especially with the garment size as well. So I think it's managing your customers' expectations, listening to their initial requirements, and then basically making sure that you've retained all that information, and so you can reproduce that again when the customer comes back the next time. And you don't run, you know, a corporate company's logo in a slightly different shade, you know, so when they're all stood together, it looks different. So, yeah, it's just making sure you've got continuity is very important.
Certainly is, isn't it? It's the difference between an accepted order and waste, isn't it, really? Making sure that everybody totally understands the contract that everyone's going into from the very beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. I think and wastage is a huge issue, I think, in our industry. I've known, we've been through plenty of pain points as our business has grown over the years. You know, it's absolutely essential that people do document if there's any change to any logo, that people get rid of the old logos. And then and what we've almost gone back to, which it is actually quite annoying, but it is, I think it's vital, is if a com- you know if a, co- a customer comes back to you and it's been 3 or 4 months since they last ordered again, reproof it, resend it to the customer, drop them an email. You know, some people go, yeah, it's what you always you know, do for me. And I'm like, you know, you have changes in staff. I'm sure that customer would much rather, I know they might get a little bit annoyed sometimes if you reproof it, much rather get an email and go, is this right? Oh yeah, that's fine. Than actually to receive the goods and it be wrong, you know. And I think, and you know, it's I've seen it happen so many times, even in our business where we've had a new production team, you know, a change over a year. You have people there that know a job, they don't document it properly. You know, one of the sales guys might have said, oh, can we have this logo slightly bigger? Or it could be any, just the minutest of change, and it doesn't get documented. And then the customer comes back 3 months later and they get a slightly different logo. And then, you know, it's this relationship. You've taken you a long time to build that relationship with the customer. And I think, you know, CorelDRAW is very good for that, because inside that document, you can have your multiple tabs with inside it. So you can have the, you know, your mock-ups. Then on the next page, you can actually put information about the job you're going to run. You can say this job needs to be run on a Mamaki printer, and right. You know, we use spot colors in there. It could be all sorts of different, you know, things. So you know, that's great. You can actually put a lot of information inside Corel itself.
That's great. One of the functionalities in Corel is the bespoke workplace. Do you use that then in your business for repetitive tasks to make sure that everything's just, as you say, all the little the boxes are there, they get ticked?
Yeah, absolutely. I still keep a workspace very similar to my original workspace, which, you know, now there's lots more tools that have been added as we go, and you can, you know, can change color palettes. And so I have a particular set of color palettes, things in there like I was just saying, actually, like spot colors. So because we're integrating machinery like Mamaki with RIPS, in there I'll need to put cut paths for the machine. I might have a Pantone palette open and basic CMYK palette. I'll have those. I have certain drawing tools. I particularly like just drawing with a Bezier tool. I think you find your own way of doing something. There's lots of different ways you can do the same jobs in all of these software. Mm-hmm. But I think with Corel, I keep it quite clean. I think you get used to just a process. There's actually a lot more new features in the new versions now that I'm starting to learn more and more as we're going along. You know, so you do get stuck in using a certain workspace and certain set of tools, and then, you know, it's even for myself, you know, I watch the new videos coming out as the new release is coming out, I'm thinking, wow, that's brilliant. Yeah. You know, that's really good.
Yeah,
just recently
just
I've
need.
Just you know, I've been using the new CorelDRAW 2021. Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah, they keep coming on. So yeah, no, it's I will be adding some new tools, but I use I'll tell you what I do use is macros, which is right. Inside Corel as well. So I put like special like speed buttons in there, so I can sync. So we will use machinery like rolling plotter cutters, and that basically means I can just work completely with inside Corel Draw. Set my so if I was say cutting vinyl for t-shirts, I can separate them out into different colors, and then I can just hit a button, a macro, and it'll just fire that all straight into a cut studio, and it's ready to cut straight away. So yeah, just like you can pre-programming little macros like that are really good as well. So just speed up your workflow.
Yeah, like you say, putting all of that effort in right at the very beginning pays off in the end, doesn't it? Because you end up with a happy customer and a streamlined workflow that's really efficient with, you know, no waste, hopefully. Next question. Adrian, I think we've partly addressed this question, but there's a fine point in there. How important is design visibility between the customer and production, and how do you address it? Are you actually sharing your files, your Corel files, with your clients through the Corel software suite?
Actually, at the moment, we don't use that an awful lot. We have started to test that out with a few customers where they can make a few notes, but we've been using that a little bit more internally. What I don't want to do at the moment is bog the customer down too much with too much technology. I think in our industry, it's probably, for what I do, it's probably a little bit too much. But what I would say is, as a design tool for Corel Draw, like graphic designers, to the customer, it's a lot more important, because where it comes in at my actual point is it's more we're reproducing a logo that's already been created by the customer. So they would bring us a JPEG and we'd recreate it as a vector ready to go into another bit of software. So, but we would use it internally more, where we would share that. Say we've got the sales guys and they've come to us with an idea for I'm trying to think of something. It might be a set of clothing for a rowing team. So they'd come to us and say, right, okay, we've got these guys in Oxford, they're rowers, they're looking for a sort of some race shirts. So we're actually at that point creating a design of a clothing. So we would send that to the sales guys, they would make notes, and then the artwork guys would make the change. For us to send it to our customers, it's probably our customers are probably more like builders, and they might not really understand that. But I think from a graphics design company, it's absolutely essential for you guys, because you can spend. I know what it's like. Someone could come to you, want a logo designing for their business, and you could be going backwards and forwards on the phone or email. So if you can actually see that in real time, which you can do with Corel Draw, fantastic for that sort of business. Because you know, you could say, oh, I want that that item just moved slightly there or made bigger, or in this, can I see it in that color? And you can almost change that in real time. You know, the designer can be on the other side, change it, and that for that you can go from concept to like getting a design done it in absolutely no time at all. I think really would speed the process up. But my guys are a little bit probably, I wouldn't like to sort of say they're not that technical, I think, the people that we deal with.
You'd overwhelm them, perhaps, as you say, yeah. We touched on this a little bit earlier then. How are you controlling colour? Are your clients pretty much using spot colour for your colour management process?
Yeah, so definitely with the corporate companies that we deal with, when the design documents comes through there, it would have Pantone references, which is ideal for us, because we can quite easily, all the palettes are loaded into Corel, so we can put the colours in visually, we can send that back so it looks right for the customer, and then again when that goes on to the actual print process, those colours and spot colours are going to be exported, going to be retained within the file that will go through to the RIP process, and you know, so we keep their colors all the way through. What we do with all these companies as well, like the larger corporates, is we will run a sample. We don't like to run something and waste it. We don't necessarily have to print it onto a t-shirt, but we can print a print sample, and the sales guy can show that to the customer just so that they're happy with the colours that's coming out. So,
Adrian, in your opinion, what's the most commonly used file format and why do you prefer it in your business?
That's interesting, actually. Yeah, so for us, the two main file formats that we generate from Corel Draw, well, I would say it's actually three. As a bitmap, it would be a PNG file with a transparent background. An EPS file and an AI file, the Adobe Illustrator file. So the reasons that they are most common for us is the transparent background would go into either a laser printer machine with a white toner, and we'd use like a trim-free application sheet to produce a logo onto a garment. It would also, we use it for direct to garment printing, DTG, which is, so that it just accepts a PNG file with a transparent background. The EPS file is probably one of the most common files that goes into the Mimaki printer. And that would, obviously that retains lots of information within that file as well, and colors and so forth. And the AI file is what we use to import into the like Pulse or Wilcom software. So if we're drawing with inside CorelDRAW, we'll generate a pack of files within that. And one of them, what we'll do is we'll export all of these. So we'll have a PDF file in there, which would be your visual mock-up. And then depending on the garments we're using, we'll export the different files at that point as well. So we'll put transparent PNG in there, an EPS file if we're going to be using a Mimaki printer to produce any of the logos. And then we'll generate a pure curve outline AI file. And that will then be imported into probably Tajima software. Is one of the most common ones we use there. We've got Wilcom and Tajima, but the guys prefer to use Tajima. And in there, we'll then slice that up and fill it with different stitches, depending on how we need to recreate the actual logo to look the same. And actually, talking about that as well, we'll if we need to match threads in there as well to print, then we use a Madeira thread because those are Pantone matched as well. So if we're having to print with a Pantone, then we can marry the two up so they look the same as well. So yeah, Adobe Illustrator, EPS and PNG. What I might mention there actually as well is something that is absolutely phenomenal with inside CorelDRAW is the import feature and the file formats, because it literally seems to accept any file you want to put into it as well. So, you know, if a customer does turn up to you with it could be a PDF file which has got some vectors in there, you can plug this into, you know, you can copy and paste it straight into CorelDRAW. You can put bitmaps, vectors, anything into it. It seems to accept it. I mean, it's got to be one of the most versatile products I've actually used for that. So you don't seem to ever find anything it won't let you import, you know. So if you're bringing a bitmap in, you can quite easily convert that into a vector with inside the software. It's very good.
Adrian, just to kind of recap then, what kind of information are you actually embedding in your production files?
So within that, we would put the fonts. There's a huge, you know, obviously that's quite important. Something if we're going to actually transport that across to some other machinery or send it out without outside of our business, then we'll convert that to curves so that the customer's not going to have any trouble if they, you know, bring that into another piece of software. You will have colors in there as well. Obviously, if you're exporting like an EPS file, you can have the color profiles with inside that, so they'll marry up when you bring them into your RIP software. Like I said before, with inside the actual Corel file, you know, we put lots of information in there as well, so people can access that if they open it into another piece of software.
That's great, isn't it? You must see a massive difference there from when you started using Corel. How long have you been using Corel, Adrian? It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long time. So I was just thinking back when the kids were small, so it must have been around early 2000. And it was actually even then. I think I saw a box at work, and I think it was one of the very first versions. And I thought I had a look at it, but you know, so what I like about it is, you know, that the original features and the way I was trained, you know, that they're still all within that software. They still haven't changed. So. But they've just obviously added lots of other things. So I'm, you know, some of the new guys that come in and use our software, they find other ways of doing stuff. I'm still in the dark ages how I draw things. But, you know, the tools are really, really good. I remember one of the ways that we actually learnt to draw within CorelDRAW was actually to draw the whole alphabet, you know, and things like that. So, and we're just using a Bezier tool, and I don't make any of my guys do that now. So, but what we do is, I don't expect all of the guys to be professional designers when they come in, but what we can do with Corel is get people up and running, finding artwork, you know, reading about the, you know, what we actually need to do for the customer, what materials we need to do, show them how to use a couple of pieces of equipment, and they can be really up and running within, you know, half a day. There's a guy that I've got there that I said I'd spend half a day with him once I'd done an initial sort of hour or so. And now he's, you know, doing artwork and doing mock-ups for customers. He's only been with us at like a month, but, you know, he's really taken to it quite quickly. So that's what I like about the software itself. It is quite intuitive. You can build your own nice little workflow for drawing things and you know, exporting them quite quickly. Integrates quite nicely with so many other pieces of software as well. It's very, very, very easy to use.
That's great. Thank you so much for your answers, Adrian. Last question then, and I think you've probably already answered it in many, many ways. It would seem that Corel then, if you've been using it for 20 years and you're still excited about these products, it must have helped your business grow then over the years.
I tell you, yeah, I do think, you know, really it's been an amazing piece of software. And like I said, it's been like the backbone to our business. I mean, I do everything within Corel. So I would, you know, if I'm doing a little flyer or if I'm doing some graphics for a website, you know, you can literally use it for anything. So, I mean, over the years, that's all I do is use that piece of software. I probably know that better than I know how to use things like Excel, really. So that's probably why I'm not very good with the accounts. So, but you know, you can. but yeah, it's a very creative piece of software. It's just always something that, you know, you can use it for. I mean, at the moment we've got a new brand of workwear that we've created. So I've actually designed the clothing. I think I said to you, Deborah, about you know, we've created this Oxford workwear. We drew all of the actual the clothing in that, put all the measurements in there, made all the patterns. And also then I've created the window graphics for the shop in that. We've created the vehicles, done, you know, taken a picture of one of the vans and then overlaid all the graphics. It's got so many uses. And you know, when I think of all the different stages we've had through our business, from starting off having a sign writing studio, we had 25 guys, they had a laptop in the back of the van, they had a cutter, they had Corel drawer in there. They were making signs all across the UK for a big DIY company. So we had that over a period of time. We've had sign writing studios, you know, based people, designers designing vans and vehicles and shop fronts, through to creating clothing that we do now. That's what we do. So that piece of software really has been with me really right from the start. And you know, that's I couldn't think about actually changing to anything else now. I wouldn't know how to do it. So.
You trust it, don't you? Yeah. Is your new clothing brand now live?
Yeah, it went live on Friday. So just Friday, just gone. So we've got five new pairs of trousers. We've created our own fabric, and yeah, it's good. Oxford Workwear. It's I get a little plug in there, but no, it's a really, really nice brand of clothing, and we've got it in our shop in Oxford, and yeah. I'll have to send you a pair. But yeah, no, it's just good. I mean, it just show that the flexibility you can do with these things.
It's incredibly versatile for you, isn't it? It really is. Adrian, thank you so much for sharing the SE Workwear story. It's been really, really interesting to chat with you. And it's just, you know, from my part as well, it's just so incredible to see how far we've all come with software and technology and how fluid you are with it, particularly, and how it's helped your business grow. And I think, you know, it's incredibly important right now as we see the whole industry start to accelerate towards a digital future, which is kind of where we started in our intro. Adrian, thank you so, so much for joining us today, and I look forward to watching Oxford Workwear grow along with SE Workwear. And
Thanks,
keep enjoying
so
Corel. You take care. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.